Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 28, 2021. Family and the study of Kabbalah. Question: is it necessary for a person who is on the spiritual path to marry or get married? Answer: it is desirable for a man. It is not necessary for a woman. Question: how does one understand that you are with the right person in the family? This refers to the husband and wife. Answer: this is the person who does not interfere with your spiritual work, supports you in this, maybe even sympathizes and takes part himself. Question: how can a couple who begins to study the science of Kabbalah unleash the potential of a child? Answer: sometimes talking about these topics in front of a child, giving him books from our internet library and thus determining whether he is interested in Kabbalah. I think that something will interest him. Question: so, a child, like an adult, has some kind of freedom of choice in this? Answer: of course. After all, no one forces him. Question: can we learn something from a child in our spiritual development? Answer: usually children give parents many such examples. So adults have this opportunity. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, July 19, 2021. And Joshua returned to the camp. Prophets, Joshua, 10:42-10:43. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp, to Gilgal. The camp is the common desire of the Israelites, whose intention is aimed only at correction, only at altruistic connections. They exist together in these desires, and therefore, they cannot settle in the captured cities or be among all the nations enslaved by their desires. Comment: when cities are seized, the conquerors usually settle in them. My response: the fact is that a city embodies a certain egoistic desire, but this is not the case here. Only in certain cities like Jerusalem that symbolize fundamental desires of nature that you are obliged to conquer and subdue can you dwell. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 26, 2021. Universal prescription for fatigue. Question: what is the right way to rest for a person who begins to study the science of Kabbalah? Maybe he does not need to rest at all, but can devote every minute to moving toward the goal? Or do you still need to relax somehow? Answer: perhaps there should be a place for both recreation and sports. But all this is within a very limited framework. The main thing is to study, work, eat, and rest. Question: is there such a thing as resting the mind, mental rest? Sports, of course, is physical rest. I can study, but at the same time think, continue working hard. Answer: personally, I relax mentally when I read or listen to anecdotal stories, not some rough concoctions, but those in which the brilliance of the mind is manifested. In general, I just move from one action to another. I study the Zohar, articles by Balha Sulam and Rabash, prepare for lessons, give talks and interviews. Since my occupation changes all the time, I do not feel tired. Question: is there such a thing that mental forces can be exhausted if a person follows a spiritual path? Answer: no. This cannot be in Kabbalah. Question: in general, while studying Kabbalah, can a person lose strength? Answer: this is out of the question because a person is connected to a higher source. If fatigue manifests itself, it is from the fact that you have been doing the same thing for a long time. Move on to another and you will see that everything passes. A person is always given the strength to take the next step. The universal prescription for fatigue is to switch to another thing in the same direction. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, 0 July 19, 2021. physical distance is a means for spiritual closeness. Comment: when Balhasulam was abroad, he wrote to his students in Israel, "And if you wish to know, I will inform you that I do not find myself far from you at all, and one who feels remoteness, it is because of himself." This is similar to our virtual lessons because most of the students from the world group study through the internet. In fact, we are never in physical contact during the lessons except for conventions. Each one of us thinks that a live lesson is one thing and a virtual lesson is another thing. We see that Balhasulam emphasizes in his letters that regarding this state, it is always because of us. My response: I do not think that physical distance has the same impact as our internal, mental distance. Of course, it has some impact because a student is under the influence of the corporeal world that separates him from the teacher or the friends. But I would call it a secondary precondition for unity, that is, a certain hindrance to our attempt to unite. On the other hand, if a person feels physically distant, his efforts can actually enable him to be closer spiritually and to overcome seeming physical distances. He begins to feel internally that he is actually in the same desire as the teacher and all the friends. A place is a desire. In the spiritual world, there is no other meaning of the concept of place. For those people who live here, Patach Tikva, and attend lessons every day, it seems as if they are in the Creator's embrace, but in fact, it is not so. The physical distance felt by a student pushes him to spiritual closeness. So, everything depends on him, and in this respect, he should not envy those who are here. The Creator puts each of us in optimal conditions in which we can reach adhesion with him at any given moment in the shortest and the best way. We need to believe that it is indeed so, and then we will see that it actually works this way. This is how everything was created. There are no interruptions in the movement towards spirituality. Interruptions are personal internal problems revealed to us, from the shattering of the general vessel of the soul. This is what we need to correct by uniting. I need to connect to others because there is a certain part of the general soul in me, you, him, her, etc. It can be a man or a woman living in South America, for example, or in Russia, or in Israel, with certain attributes in a certain environment, which are expressed in their internal data, that is, by the shattered part of the general soul that needs to be corrected each day. This is the only thing that determines all of a person's attributes, whether internal, external, everything there is. I received greetings from the Amazon today, for example. There is a whole group there that wants to unite and is aimed at and wants to understand our method. This is an indication of their internal essence, of the part of the one general vessel of the soul that they represent. That is the way it works. It is not a problem. A person can remain wherever he lives or may suddenly be forced by different circumstances to move to another place. But even if he does not make any efforts in this sense but only in uniting internally, it will already guide him along the optimal path in life of the correction of his soul. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 12, 2019.